Nee, ek hoop nou net hierdie mense tel hulle foon op. Want hoeveel dae sit al wat ons probeer om deur te kom dan hulle toe?
Dit is ten minste al die hele van laas week.
Ja.
Ja.
En ek dink nie hulle wil ons challenge die World Cup reigning title holders.
Ek dink hulle is bang.
Bang. Ja. Hallo.
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 What?
Shoot, okay. Hello.
Is this we're looking for Boogie and Arlene?
Yeah, that's us. We know how to say good morning in Afrikaans.
You do?
Yeah, Arlene, you've been practicing.
Yes. Goeiemôre.
Goeiemôre. Well, good morning, Boogie and Arlene at 4th finally, One.
Finally, we can get through to you guys.
Well, we are sorry about that. It took us a little while to pick up our emails because we're so busy doing stuff on air that we just never read them, to be honest. Anyway, we're here now and delighted to be on your show.
Yeah, thank you very much. Listen, we've been trying to get hold of you guys since late last week. You know, the Rugby World Cup is coming up and first game's kicking off this weekend. Are you guys backing your boys?
Oh, Dupi, listen, we're not just backing our boys. We're going to win it. We're going to win the whole World Cup.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Because, you know, if there's one thing that Scots are very good at, it's misplaced confidence. So I think, you know, we know that we're in a really tough group because we've got Ireland and, of course, South Africa and ourselves, three of the top five teams in the world. So it's going to be a tough ask. And I think Scotland against South Africa could be the big game, couldn't it, in the group?
Listen, that's the one thing that we also decided on our side is we identified the top teams in our pool, and by far we think the most difficult games are going to be the Scottish, you guys, and the Irish. Yeah. We're not too stressed about Romania and Tonga, but
we don't want to get ahead of ourselves, but definitely Scotland, Ireland up there.
Well, you see, Scotland first played South Africa on the 17th of November, 1906, and we beat you guys 6-0.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, guys, but
that's a very long time ago. Yeah.
You need to remember.
It's only 118 years ago.
Nina? There haven't been that many wins, to be perfectly honest. We have to grab hold to anything we can.
Remember the European...
And you know, the other thing is, we've beaten you guys at rugby 25% of the time that we played.
That's amazing odds.
25% has never been a pass in any book if you were at school, Boogie. And to make it even better, when you guys were playing rugby, we were still sorting out wars over here and stuff, and you guys were trying to colonialize the whole bloody planet.
Oh, you had to bring up the colonialism.
Yeah, yeah. You hold us so, that against us.
You know,
us.
we have a bit of a we're on the back end here, and we're catching up, but I think we're catching up really well.
Yeah, well, you have won the Rugby World Cup three times, haven't you, South Africa? And but the thing is, even some of your best players would rather play for Scotland. I mean, we've got Doohan van der Merwe.
I mean, that's not a very Scottish name, to be honest, although I did hear he's from Fife.
That's right. Pierre Schumann. we've got WP Nell. You know, they could have played for South Africa, but they've chosen to play for Scotland because they think they've got a better chance of winning with
us.
They
have some vague, you know, connection to Scotland, which means that they
it's
qualify.
It's called the Euro.
Not anymore for us.
Okay, so guys, you are very confident about the game coming up this Sunday, and we are definitely backing the box. So we thought up a little challenge for you guys, but we'll get to that just after this.
So we're chatting to Boogie and Arlene, 4th One, Edinburgh. Well, it's there in Scotland, and we've had a bit of banter now for the last few minutes about whose team is better, you know, where rugby comes from. They've really done their homework, Nini.
Mm, they have.
I'm very impressed with their knowledge of rugby. I thought they only, you know, ran around there in their little kilts and ate haggis all day.
That is so offensive.
That is so offensive.
So offensive.
I mean, what do you call that funny-shaped ball they play with, Boogie? I keep forgetting.
Well, the rugby ball.
Oh, it's a rugby ball. It's called a ball. It's a weird shape.
It's called the rugby ball, yeah. So you wanted to do a forfeit, right? You wanted to have a little bit of fun, make it interesting, have a little bit of a bet on the game, right?
Indeed. So we were thinking this, right? So the team who loses, okay, that team has to sing the other team's national anthem. And on air, for a whole link, talk in that team's accent and sing the winning team's praises. How does that sound?
Okay, so we have to... Yeah, that, so if we lose Sunday, Monday, we have to do a whole link on the radio in a South African accent.
Okay. Yes.
And then sing the South African national anthem whilst just saying how brilliant South Africa were at rugby and how we deserve to lose.
That's it. Right.
So, guys, I've got to... in fact, let's try it now,
no,
Ali.
No, I knew you'd do this.
Let's try
it
now. You have to hear... Because I am fairly good at accents.
Go on then.
I can do a little bit of South African. It's a little bit like that. Not too bad, right?
Oh, no.
Right.
I'm a little bit scared at how confident Boogie is here. It's not if South Africa wins. It's when South Africa wins. So you have the whole weekend to actually just go and practice your accent.
Practice the accent.
Maybe call Arlene on the phone. Be like, listen, what are we going to say? How do you want to say it?
Would you like to hear Arlene's accent?
Yes, please.
Okay.
I don't have an accent.
What? Why does it always sound like
we are stupid?
Yeah, like we are not going like to be speaking English like the rest of the world.
Okay, listen.
Don't want to be offensive in any way. I just can't do accents. Come on then. Yeah, let's Doopy. Let's hear it.
All right. So this is my Scottish accent. And
sounds a bit Indian as well.
No, that is something totally else.
Germanic.
Indian is totally something different. But my Scottish accent. Why did I go Indian again? No,
do that again, Doopy. Start again from the top, the Scottish accent.
Yeah, okay. So here's my Scottish accent again. This is me speaking Scottish. For some reason, I'm trying to sound like Sean Connery. So this is going to be me trying to sing praises to Scotland when they lose... Or if they win.
Okay.
Yeah, there's a hint of German in there.
Yeah, I was thinking it's more Mumbai than than Morningside.
Well,
all right, Nina. Okay, sorry, you're gonna have to follow that.
Yeah. Oh my goodness. Okay. I feel like Arlene. Okay. My Scottish is very bad.
It's actually not bad.
It's better than Doopy's.
Better than Doopy's.
Yes.
And what you did was you dropped your T's. You said Scottish, which is not Scottish, but you said Scottish.
Yeah.
And that's a very Scottish thing to do. So yeah.
And you used an upward inflection, so it sort of sounded like you hadn't quite finished. So, you know, I'm Scottish, and my accent isn't too bad. A bit like Australians, you kind of finish with an upward inflection and it makes it sound quite Scottish.
Well, let me tell you what's really nice is the fact that we can actually understand you, because the most Scottish people I've spoken to, that you know...
Oh, dude, listen, if this was on Clyde 1 in Glasgow, you wouldn't have a clue what we're saying. How's it going? And to be honest, we don't understand it, and they're only 30 miles away.
Yes, and although they do sound thick, but usually most of them are...
Well, Boogie, Arlene,
yeah.
The question is, do you accept a Rugby World Cup challenge?
We accept, absolutely. So on Monday, either us, we'll be doing the show in a South African accent for one link and singing the national anthem. And when Scotland win, you guys have to do it over there in South Africa.
Sounds fantastic.
That's
guys,
a deal.
Listen, thank you so much for being such absolute sports. We're looking forward to it. May the best team win. We already know who that is. But let's leave it for the weekend. Let's leave it all on the pitch. And then we'll check back with you guys on Monday.